I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us have ancestors. Some we celebrate and some, well, you know. Most of us descend from the proverbial mixed bag of humanity, from those who were saintly and those whose lives may have been filled with some measure of mischief. Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote, "Every book is a quotation, and every house is a quotation out of all forests and mines and stone quarries, and every man is a quotation from all his ancestors." And we hear similar sentiments from John Walsh.
Was the Sunday paper outside? My mother-in-law, Ellie, wanted to know. She was sitting in her living room in Canton, Connecticut, with my wife, Deb, and me. Ellie called out to Deb's father, but Bill didn't respond. He was in the den, at his computer, searching for ancestors on a genealogy website. Now, the last I heard, my father-in-law had traced the family tree to 14th century European royalty. Deb's older brother said it was only a matter of time before Jesus emerged as a relative. I stood up to go get the newspaper. I knew Ellie would want to do the crossword puzzle together. "More coffee, Mom?" Deb asked. "Thank you, honey," Ellie said. When I got back, paper and sharpened pencil in hand, I opened to the crossword page and gave Ellie the first clue. Banks or Kovacs? "Ernie," she said. I filled in the letters. "Skirt edge," I said. "Hem," she replied. Bill walked into the room and announced that Deb was descended from Attila the Hun. "Wait till I post that on Facebook," my wife said, chuckling. Ellie reminded Bill about the royalty part. "Well, apparently we're a mixed bag," Bill said, "but you'll always be the Lady of Pine Acres Drive to me." He made a flamboyant bow to his wife of 59 years, and she laughed, like a teen on her first date. Ellie and I had the crossword almost halfway done when my son Evan phoned. Deb's Attila post was already on Facebook, and he wanted verification. "You'll need Grandpa," I said. I looked across the room. Bill was helping Ellie get up from her chair. In a well-practiced move, he grasped her forearm and leaned back as she rose slowly to her feet. I told Evan that Grandpa would have to call him back. Bill handed Ellie her aluminum cane. She started carefully for the kitchen, Bill at her side. 6 years earlier, after the stroke, no one knew if she would walk again. "I'll be right back, John," she said, eyes fixed on her next step. "We'll finish that puzzle." "I need you for the tough ones," I said. Ellie smiled with knowing grace. I would call Evan back to say it didn't matter about Attila the Hun or the King of Norway or any other ancestor identified on a website. I believe he does descend from amazing people. They just happen to be his grandparents.
John Walsh is a partner in the East Greenwich-based communications firm Walsh & Associates. He writes a monthly op-ed column for the Providence Journal, which published an earlier version of this essay. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.